This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 79 for Tuesday, September 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are mixed Tuesday morning, with gains in the most active front months as the market recovers some of yesterday's losses. Canola down 4 to up $4. The November contract, it's up 4 at $887.60 per ton. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both stronger overnight. That provided spillover support. However, Chicago soy oil is lower. The smaller Canadian crop and need to ration demand did remain a supportive influence, but those concerns have been priced into the futures for some time now. The Canadian dollar, it is weaker this morning, dipping back below 79 U.S. cents. That's a supportive influence. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Seasonal harvest pressure accounted for some of the early weakness in beans, with the November contract down 5 cents at $12.82 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 16% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's up 3 points from the average for this time of year. The good to excellent rating was left unchanged at 58%, with the weather forecast looking favorable for the harvest over the next week. The USDA releases its quarterly stocks report on Thursday, and some pre-report positioning is expected in the grains and oilseeds in the lead-up to those numbers. Corn, it is also lower this morning, down 2 cents in December at $5.37 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is running ahead of normal at 18% complete. Crop conditions were steady at 59% good to excellent. The USDA did report a private export sale of 150,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat, it is lower across the board. Minneapolis December wheat down 3 cents at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in the December contract at $7.16 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents at $7.17 per bushel. Next year's U.S. winter wheat crop was 34% seeded in the latest USDA report. That's up 2 points from the average for this time of year. Expectations for tightening wheat stocks in Thursday's USDA report were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.